We heard your pleas for some holiday cheer. So we've backed up a truck of the best of the season's events to drop off to you for this edition of Things to Do. We're beginning our tour of holiday options at the Grand in Delaware. Glee actress Jane Lynch is coming to Wilmington with a show that should warm the hearts of even the most dedicated of Scrooges.
So raise a glass and give a toast and lift up a cheer. Just celebrate the Christmas time is already here. This crazy little pal'll be the best of the year. The Santa's gonna kick it in here.
Lynch's Swinging Little Christmas with Kate Flannery, Tim Davis, and the Tony Guerrero Quintet bops into the Grand Wilmington on Friday at 8 p.m. While we're speaking of bops, the ultimate holiday bop is from A Charlie Brown Christmas. You know the song best as Linus and Lucy. Just doesn't feel like Christmas without Charlie, Linus, Lucy, Snoopy, and the Peanuts crew. 56 years after its TV debut, A Charlie Brown Christmas is enjoying enormous success as a stage production featuring the music of Vince Guaraldi. The characters created by Charles Schulz are timeless, and this play proves it. It's at the Merriam Theater on Saturday at 5 p.m., and there's a special meet-and-greet package where you can meet the cast and get some additional perks. There will be some talented young people in that show, but they're not the only talented young folks we're highlighting this week. The Academy of Natural Sciences is hosting the first Cinema for the Climate, wholly developed and run by students. They're showing two films on climate change, one geared to kids and families, the other for adults. This all happens on Saturday at the Academy, starting at 10:30 a.m. It's free, and we will have registration information on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Grew up in New York City, so I love salsa. At Friday's Latin dance party at World Cafe Live, you're going to hear salsa, timba, merengue, reggae, bachata, and more, all from the band Di Tierra Caliente. The party gets started at 9 p.m., and you know how we love this at Things to Do. It's absolutely free. And at the Taye Puerto Ricano, Latin American music is flowing along with food and drinks at their winter paranda. That is also on Friday, but the ticketed event starts at 5:30, so you can make both and just party all night long. Or maybe you'd rather hang at home up under a cozy blanket and with a book or a tablet in hand. We've got you. The Free Library hosts a virtual book reading with author Rumen Alam, who wrote the critically acclaimed novel Leave the World Behind. That's going to be made into a movie starring Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali.
I'm Rumen Alam, and this is Leave the World Behind, a novel about a family on vacation, but it's also a novel about all of us and the moment that we live in right now.
The free virtual event is happening tonight at 7:30, so there's still time to register, and if you want a signed book, you can pay for it right there during the registration, and they will send it out to you. Someone else who knows how to tell a story is Kevin Hart. That's Philly's own Kevin Hart, because he's a graduate of George Washington High School. If you haven't already watched his Netflix limited series, True Story, co-starring Wesley Snipes, well, you better catch it this weekend before somebody tells you all the spoilers. And trust me, there's plenty of them.
Why is that every time you tell me you got it, I feel like I get in more trouble?
I promise, if you check it out, you will be entertained, but give yourself a little bit of time, because once you get started, you're not going to want to stop watching. That's it. We're done with this edition of Things to Do. If you missed anything or want to know more, head on over to our website, whyy.org/things to do. We'll tell you where to find the holiday lights in New Jersey and about a community Hanukkah celebration as we come to the end of the Festival of Lights on Sunday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. We say my old school, oh yeah.